Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Football! Yes, indeed. Here we are. We are here to kick off the 2010 football season live here on the Menu Live. Thank you to all my foodies who are listening across Southern Arizona on AM 1330, The Jolt, and all of my foodies across the world who are listening live via stream on www.tucsonsjolt.com. Yes, indeed, Matt Russell here broadcasting live from the Trident Grill right on Speedway just east of Campbell, where we are kicking off a great football party here tonight. I take a look across the bar and the lounge tonight. I see a ton of Vikings fans. I see a ton of Saints fans. I see Matt James, a world-renowned realtor from Long Realty. I mean, everybody is turning out for this great party here at the Trident Grill, and you, too, need to be here to join the fun, because we're going to be talking about football. We're going to be talking about tailgating. We're going to be talking about football chow and football beer and all that the season has available. And we thought, with all of this action and all of this adventure in store for us this hour, we need to bring on a celebrity co-host who is a manifestation of everything that the season represents. He's the tailgate titan himself. His name is Kirk Jensen. Kirk, welcome back to On the Menu Live.
Matt, I always enjoy coming here. Let me tell you, it's always a fantastic time. We have a, you know, good, lively conversations. And let me tell you, you learn a little bit more about this town of Tucson every single time you come to this, you know, for tailgates and, I mean, for restaurants and everything else.
Indeed. So. I mean, you just take a look across the restaurant, and indeed we have a cross-section of Southern Arizonans. We got some university students. We've got some, looks like we got a group of doctors coming in here to watch the Vikings and the Saints game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're just, you know, we've got realtors, we've got lawyers, we got everybody here in the room, and the party, as I said, is just getting started.
We can't forget to mention, of course, that this being a Redskins bar, but tonight's first football game, you know, Cowboys versus the Vikings. We got a lot of Viking fans here.
A lot of Viking fans, a lot of Saints fans. Now, I have to correct you. You know, the Cowboys aren't going to play until Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Who's playing tonight?
And I'm going to tell you who the Cowboys are playing.
As you can tell, I'm college-oriented here. Come on now.
The Cowboys are going to be the visitors on Sunday at 5 p.m. for the night game at FedEx Field in Landover. The Washington Redskins will host the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. I'll be watching.
Now,
I know you'll be watching.
You noticed that was the best feed-in for you to get the Redskins plug for this
place. Of course.
Trident. Now, by the way, folks, if you don't know Trident Bar, happens to be a fantastic Redskins bar. So,
yeah, this is the, as I say, the Redskins den is right here. I mean, the bartenders here at the Trident have even been known on Sundays to wear the hog masks themselves to play Hail to the Redskins every time there's a touchdown or a field goal. But anyway, we're going to be talking to Nelson Miller, the proprietor of the Trident, in the second half of this show, and what a great interview that's going to be. And just for On the Menu Live tonight, Nelson and his great team at the Trident have put together a great On the Menu Live special. And that means from now until 8 o'clock tonight, they're going to serve up one of their classic award-winning half-pound burgers, and they're going to pair that up with a pint, an ice-cold pint of one of the 24 beers they have on tap here, all for just $7.95. That is an amazing value, Kirk Jensen, because you take a look at the menu. I mean, the burgers alone are $9, $8, something like that, and these great world-class beers that they have on tap. For you to get a burger and a beer, a half-pound, no less, and a beer for only $7.95, that's quite a ganga.
Oh, that's an outstanding deal. Let me tell you, I've had a few of these burgers myself, and they're... You can never go wrong, that is for sure.
Yeah, my particular favorite, and I'm going to, right after the show, I'm going to sink my teeth into the Chesapeake Bay Burger, which is Old Bay seasoning, and every one of my back east homeboys knows what Old Bay seasoning is. We put it on crabs, we put it on, you know, pretty much anything, cornflakes, it goes on everything. Old Bay seasoning, some grilled onions. I mean, this is a beautiful burger, the Chesapeake Bay. But, of course, they've got the famous Wildcat Burger.
That's my favorite, it must come in.
The Green Chili Burger, you know, the LaSalle Burger. All of these great half-pound burgers and a pint of beer for only $7.95 again. So here we are at the Trident on Speedway, just east of Campbell on the north side of the street. So, Kirk Jensen, tell me what you've been up to since the last time we talked.
Oh, just prepping for football season, of course. You know how that is.
Yeah, I mean,
getting excited. The Wildcats are doing well. The first game was fantastic.
Indeed, you know, it was.
It was away, of course, which was always a disappointment because, as you know, we have to prep for tailgate.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that in a few minutes, about what it is about the best tailgate that really makes the perfect culinary experience. And you, as the master of the tailgate titan himself, is going to be telling us all about that. But, yes, indeed, the Wildcats had a huge win when they were away. But we're going to be hosting, I think, the Citadel this Saturday for the first home game. What are your thoughts about the game as we're looking at Saturday?
I don't know if anybody happened to read the paper this week. They're saying the Citadel is probably not the best opponent for us to be playing at this time of season going into Iowa next week. So I don't know. It could be a good could put a good whipping on them. Best way to put it.
Well, you know, if you talked to Coach Stoops not too long ago, and he's ready for this game.
Yeah.
You know, he's ready for this game. It was a great win last week. But anyway, we're going to be talking about tailgating in just a few minutes. But we do need to give a shout-out to our good friends over at the Arizona Daily Star. As our listeners know, occasionally in the Caliente section of the Arizona Daily Star, this great resource for food and entertainment and lifestyle and nightlife comes out every Thursday in the Arizona Daily Star. And they issue a food fight every now and then. And they want to know from Southern Arizona, from their readers and our listeners, who makes the best in a category. So who has the best milkshake? Who has the best cheeseburger? Who has the best soup? Anyway, we talked to the guy last week who made the best sweet tea that anybody has had in Southern Arizona. But now the gauntlet has been thrown down. The Arizona Daily Star wants to know, who has the best brownie?
A brownies
in Southern Arizona.
Don't ask the college kids; they all say they do. Of course,
that's right. Yeah. Of course. So you know, it depends on how sort of liberally you define brownie. I mean, our good friends over at Rocco's Little Chicago have this great sort of cookie brownie. Yep. You know, you can go to Oregano's Pizza and get this great sort of dessert brownie that's just covered with ice cream that just melts.
Well, there's a variety of places. You go to the Raging Sage on Campbell; they've got a good brownie. Don't forget, also, you've got Beyond Bread, who's got some, you know, treats and everything, but they have good brownies as well. I mean, there's a variety in this town, but I must say my wife makes a pretty good brownie, man.
You know, I've had your wife's brownie. I have to tell you, it really is quite an experience. You know, Kathleen, your wife, I guess we can mention her name on the air.
Oh, yeah, we can.
The lovely Kathleen Jensen makes a brownie that is renowned. So anyway, we want our listeners to know, if you have a guess, if you have an idea for who has the best brownie in Southern Arizona, any restaurant, any baker, any confectioner, who has the best brownie, go on to www.azstarnet.com/food and enter the conversation and let us know who you think has the best brownie, because we're going to tally up all the votes, and when the votes are in, we're going to help announce that with the Arizona Daily Star, who has the best brownie, and our listeners will have a chance to log on as well, and we will hopefully interview the person who got the most votes. So I'm looking forward to that.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. Well, Kirk, as you know, this week at this very time, you know, it's just shy of 5:15, right?
Yep.
And so we've arrived at my favorite part of the show. You know, we talk to some culinary leaders in the world. We talk about some characters, some icons in the local food and wine business. But there's one woman in particular who runs this great place called Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell, who really, it's a manifestation of excellence, a manifestation of joy, a manifestation of wisdom in the wine world. We bring her on each and every week. She's on the phone with us now. Yvonne Fouché, welcome back.
Hello, man. How are you?
We are doing great. We're going to have some buffalo wings here pretty soon. We're going to be putting some Old Bay seasoning on a cheeseburger, have some great beer specials. And, you know, I don't know what sort of wine you would put up against a Chesapeake Bay burger. But if anyone knows the answer to that question, it's going to be Yvonne Fouché.
Oh, it'd be a Zinfandel without a doubt.
Atta girl. I love when you talk Zins. Anyway, so we're just on the heels of your third anniversary party. How did things turn out last Saturday night?
Oh, it was wonderful. We had over 300 people here. There was music. There was wine galore. There was food. It was wonderful.
Fantastic. Congratulations. I mean, it's always a party at Catavinos, and I unfortunately, was out in San Diego visiting some family during the long weekend. I regret not being able to be there, but from what I understand, the turnout was fantastic. The food was great. The wines were exceptional. Well done, Yvonne.
Thank you. Thank you. We had a blast. We just did, and the only thing that kind of got us was the heat. So we'll work on that, but
right. So maybe the anniversary party should be a little bit later in the fall. I mean, who knows when you're
yeah,
when
it might
you're thinking
move
about
a month, and you know, we'll double dip. We'll do the anniversary party when it really happens, and then we'll do a party.
because, you know, you don't need an excuse to party at Catavino's. That's what I've always said. Anyway, Yvonne Fouché, as she does each and every week right at this time, she travels the world to find the best value for the discriminating wine enthusiast, and she has here to announce today the wine of the week for this week. Yvonne, what say you?
Well, once again, as you well know, I always design my wine tastings around a theme, and this week what we're doing are the best sellers at the party.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, so the absolute number one best seller was the French-made Cabernet Sauvignon.
Really?
And it's actually blended. It's 80% Cab. It's got 10% Merlot and 10% Syrah in it.
Nice.
It's from the Languedoc region of France. And it's really a complex wine. There's layers of black cherry. There's some dark berries in there, like blackberries. There's some coffee, some sandalwood, a little bit of vanilla, and some spice on the end.
Oh,
it's
delicious.
A really complex wine. And the interesting thing about this is I used to retail it for $14.99, and people bought it and loved it. And a miracle of all miracles happened, and the distributor dropped the price.
Oh, my goodness.
I am retailing that this month for $7.99.
What? $7.99 price. Yeah, my co-host, Kirk Jensen, who knows his way around a wine bottle, I should say. Just sort of his jaw just dropped when he heard. I mean, $14.99 in and of itself for a premium wine like that was enough to make him sort of shake his head in disbelief. But when you said $7.99, how in the world are you able to do that, Yvonne?
Isn't that incredible?
Wow.
Well, they dropped the price to me, and I'm just passing it along. And I don't know if it was because it's such a value. I do know it's an excellent wine. I think it's the coupling of them both that you can get this great of a wine for $7.99. Given the fact I used to retail it at $14.99, and it still sold through the roof.
Fantastic. So then this was the best seller. This was all the buzz at the anniversary party on Saturday.
This was the absolute number one best seller.
And what was it about this particular wine, Yvonne, that you believe took the world by storm?
Well, you know, it really is delicious, and it's incredible that the complexity that it has at that price point. A lot of times when you're dealing with price points of $6.99 wines, they're fairly simple. They're not very complex because they don't have the time to put that into it. This one has just layers and layers of it's just full of surprises. The nose, it has layers to it. Then you go into the palate, and it changes as it goes through your mouth. And then when the finish happens, it's just got a whole nother personality to it. So
oh,
it's just a very interesting wine.
And for $7.99, you can't beat the price. So it's this French Cabernet Sauvignon. You said it's from the Languedoc Winery. I'm very intrigued. I mean, I don't know. By the time I get down there, you might very well be sold out. But we want our listeners to know this is the Catavino's Wine of the Week. Go down to Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room and get yourself a bottle, a case, if there's that much to spare, because you're going to be oh so surprised when you invite this great French Cab into your mouth. Anyway, so we've got this great tasting coming up tonight, Friday, and Saturday night from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. For only $10, you can taste a flight of six premium wines, including this great Cab out of France. And if you buy a bottle, you can even buy a case if you'd like to, but if you buy a minimum of one bottle, Yvonne's going to drop that price down to $8 for the tasting. And I can't imagine having this kind of wine experience for such a low price. This is going to be a great weekend to spend some time at Catavino's.
These are excellent. These are all the top sellers at the party. So these have been tested and proven.
So in addition, Yvonne, to the French Cab, the wine of the week, what are some of the other wines that you're going to be showcasing at your tasting this weekend?
Oh, I've got a wonderful white blend out of Italy. It's a Trebbiano Garganega, which is a very interesting wine. I've got a Spanish red blend that it's got like five different grapes in it. It's absolutely beautiful. I got a Rioja. We've got the French made. I got Tractor Shed Red, which is out of Napa. It's a Sangiovese-based wine, very, very lovely. And then I have the Zinfandella from Sextant Wines. So that's a beautiful Zinfandel as well.
I've had the Sextant Zin on a number of occasions, and I had a great
nice
tasting
break
up at Hacienda del Sol and for the Zin barbecue and blues event. And I had the Sextant for the first time, and it really rocked my world. So to know that you can get that wine at Catavino's at a very affordable price is definitely newsworthy. Anyway, Yvonne Fouché, it's always a pleasure having you on the show each and every week. I can't wait to get down there and try some of these great wines.
Yeah, stop by, Matt.
Anytime. We'll talk to you very soon, indeed next week. Yvonne Fouché from Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room. We're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break, and when we return, it's the art of tailgating with the tailgate titan himself, Kirk Jensen. Stick around.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications, broadcasting live from the Trident Grill on Speedway, just east of Campbell on the north side of the street, where the party is in effect, just rocking and rolling here to kick off the 2010 football season. And I am here with one of my best friends worldwide, the tailgate titan himself, Kirk Jensen.
Glad to be back, Matt. Like normal, you know, this is a good time.
It is. We're having a great time, and I should say we are sitting in Tara's section, so anybody that comes down to the Trident, they want to be near where all the action is, ask for Tara's section. I'm looking around. I don't know that there might be one or two seats left in Tara's section, but she's taking exceptionally good care of us here this evening as we kick off this football show.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, you walk in the door, and, you know, and it's a great atmosphere. Just it's small enough but big enough where you just feel at home when you come in here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's
and their staff is fantastic.
That's precisely what it is. And you walk into this place and you feel like you're being invited to Nelson Miller's home himself. And Nelson is going to be our special guest for the second half of the show. And again, I want to remind you that Nelson is going to be giving away a Trident gift card to the winner of this week's trivia question, which will be at the end of the show. So you definitely want to stick around for that. Nelson's got a great personal story as well. And we're going to be hearing from him live here during the second half of the show. We also want to remind our listeners that we've got half-pound burgers and a pint of any of their 24 beers on tap for only $7.95. Yes, people are looking at me like I'm a little nuts here. $7.95 for one of their award-winning half-pound burgers and a pint of one of their 24 beers on tap for only $7.95. Only up till 8 o'clock, so you need to get down here right away if you're not here already.
And if you're not making the drive across town and you have nowhere to go, you know, I come here.
It's exactly the place to be.
You look around the room, there's TVs galore. You can see all the game. Dave Matthews is playing, you know. I mean, well, Dave Matthews is playing because they're kicking off the football season. Dave Matthews is playing on the TVs, that is.
On the TVs. But, you know, I got to take a look around of all the people that have come out for the Vikings-Saints game. I have to say the Vikings have the edge if it's based on nothing but logoed wear. Yep. I mean, I'm hard-pressed to find a Saints jersey in the house.
I see that John Moultrie even has on a Minnesota shirt.
John Moultrie does have a Vikings shirt. Why doesn't that surprise me? I'm surprised he's not in the horns. But anyway, maybe by the end of the game he will be if he's going to be celebrating a victory. But anyway, we brought you back, Kirk, because you, among you know, no other, can do the tailgate the right way. I've been attending your celebrity tailgates for many, many years. Your big moment has finally come. The first U of A home game is this Saturday, as we mentioned, against the Citadel. What do you have up your sleeve for this particular tailgate?
Well, being that it's the first football game, we kind of go easy. We don't go all out right off the bat. We don't want to spoil it because we got some big games coming on later on this year at home. Got Oregon State at home. Got USC at home. So, I mean, we've got a lot of things left on our plate. We don't want to spoil the atmosphere. You know, we want to build up every single time. This time we're doing it kind of simple. We're doing, you know, our theme of our tailgate has always been bacon makes everything better. I mean, I know we've done this. We've done the Tailgate Titan thing with all my group because there's a whole bunch of guys that helped put this on. I mean, it's not a small tailgate. We have roughly about between 120 to 150, sometimes even 200, depending on the game, that show up for these tailgates. So, you know, there's got to be a Thursday night prep night, so you've got to get everything set. So after I leave here, I got to go home. The boys are coming over. Give them a shout-out to, like, D-Back, who's one of my fryer guys, Cactus Jack.
Right on.
The barbecue, of course, run by T-Mill, Tom Miller, and then you got Kevin Birch, KB, going hard. I got MVP running flies. I got the farmer over here who does stuff too. The farmer's here sitting beside me.
Farmer,
of course,
happens to be sitting right here. I mean, I'm not 3 feet away from the farmer himself.
Yep. You know, it's kind of funny because we sent a shout out to the folks here in town who are going to show up, and there's a few of them that showed up, which is always good. You know,
usually you and the farmer never travel together for national security purposes.
Oh, that's true.
Sure,
you can't
sort of
have
the way it is.
Places.
But anyway, so you're going to start out light. You know, you certainly don't have to work out the kinks. You've been celebrity tailgaters for years. We want to know, as our listeners do, because there might be some folks that have really never done the tailgate the right way, and they might be intimidated, they might be confused or frustrated with the process. What are the components that go into the perfect tailgate experience?
Well, if you're talking perfect tailgate, you have to think about it like a restaurant. Location, location, location. You've got to have a viewing spot where you can see the people walking by. You've got to be able to provide a great menu. I mean, that's a key thing. And then you have to have your close friends around you. If you don't have your friends, tailgating's no fun. I mean, you've got to be able to mingle, talk, socialize, network, do all those important things. Tailgating is like a rite of passage. Once you graduate college, gets you the opportunity to get back there and see the younger kids, see the older folks, see what's the progression of life goes on. I mean,
absolutely.
That's what tailgating is all about, is networking, talking, and just having a great time.
Having a great time. And, you know, there's kind of a misnomer going around that, you know, because, you know, at sort of the typical tailgate, you're going to have, adults enjoying a beer, enjoying a glass of wine,
sure,
or a cocktail with their food. But people think, well, you know, that might be a little inappropriate for families. Tailgating really is all about a family atmosphere.
Well, the question I have is, why can't you have an adult beverage when you're at a tailgate?
Right.
And then secondly, I don't know about you, but I've got younger kids. They come to the tailgates. We throw the football around. It's
exactly
a rite of passage, kind of. If you have kids, whether it be a boy or girl, you bring them down, and guess what? You sit there, you throw the football around, you have a great time, they get the environment, they learn how to socialize, have a fantastic time, and it's just, it's a moment. You create it in your head. I grew up at, you know, unfortunately in Oregon,
whack,
and going to the University of Oregon,
whack,
football games,
whack,
because my dad, of course, played there and everything along those lines.
Someone's got to do it,
but
I'm sure.
But they have good tailgates there, too, as well. Their stadium's fantastic. The farmer and I made the trip there, I don't know, 2 years ago. To go see it, or was it three? I can't remember. One of those times.
He's not talking.
Yeah, but we went up there with a whole bunch of guys, the guys from the tailgate, and it was a fantastic environment. And tailgating also isn't just supposed to be towards your school only. You should be able to be open enough to invite your opponents in.
Right on.
To enjoy it and have a great time with you. So you shouldn't be afraid to say, hey, come join us.
Great. So we got about another minute left. Tell me, you talked about the importance of preparation. What are you going to be doing tonight to sort of psychologically get ready for Saturday?
Well, part of the reason is tonight we get together, we take a look at our menu. So we have the boys who are out doing the shopping right now. Unfortunately, I'm on the radio, so I can't go do the shopping with them. You know, we've got the wing sauce because we're doing wings again this weekend. I mean, we've got the wings going down. We have fries going down. We got the burgers going with the bacon. We've got the hot dogs wrapped in bacon. So these things have to be prepped. You wrap the hot dogs in bacon. You try to chop the peppers and onions and everything else. So
that
there's a whole bunch.
Right. I love tailgating, and I love Kirk Jensen. Well, anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break in time for the news. And when we return, we're talking to Nelson Miller himself from the Trident. Don't go away.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
CNN Radio, I'm Michelle Wright. Our top story, questions surrounding the called-off Quran burning event in Florida. Pastor Terry Jones says he was told the proposed mosque at Ground Zero would be moved.
I said, now he has agreed to move the mosque away from the Ground Zero area. Yes, he has. That is what I was told.
However, Central Florida Imam Muhammad Musri, who made the call, says that's not what he said.
There is no deal, and we're not bartering.
Pastor Jones now says they're rethinking their position, but he hopes, quote, this thing works out. Authorities in Boulder, Colorado are warning some residents they should prepare to evacuate. High winds that could whip up the fire and move it towards the city. So far, 169 homes have been destroyed. And there's some good news for college grads in this economy. The sharp decline in starting salaries is stabilizing. This is the most trusted name in news, CNN Radio.
Wall Street faded a bit down the stretch, but still posted its second straight win. Analysts blame some of the give back on another session of light volume, which can skew moves on the way up or down. Also, financial stocks lost some of their gains following a report Deutsche Bank might have to sell stock to raise billions of dollars in cash. But in the end, the Dow Industrials climbed 28 points, the NASDAQ rose 7. The S&P 500 added 5 points. The modest win did follow enthusiasm over two new economic reports. Weekly jobless claims fell by a more than expected 27,000, and the U.S. trade deficit in July posted its biggest drop in 17 months. Finally, investors took a bite out of McDonald's, sending the fast food chain stock down 2%. McDonald's says its global sales grew about 5% last month, but the sales were weaker than in July. I'm Steve Orr from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Ask anyone to describe their first Ruth's Chris Steakhouse experience, and they'll likely recall the moment the steak arrives. You can hear the steak sizzle, and as that aroma draws near, your mouth just begins to water. You know what's on the way. A tender, juicy steak served sizzling on a 500-degree plate, so it stays hot and delicious till the very last bite. Ruth's Chris selects from the top 2% of the country's beef, so you get the absolute finest quality steak every time. Stop by Ruth's Chris for an incredible steak experience.
Like a lot of people, Marlo Scott wanted to do things differently. So she created her own business and made ink from Jace, her business card.
I was doing the corporate grind until I opened my cupcake wine and beer bar, Sweet Revenge. I love ink. I get rewards on every purchase. It has twice the acceptance worldwide as American Express. And free ink cards if I need them for my employees.
Make your mark with ink. Go to jace.com/ink. Jace, what matters.
Acceptance rates based on global, not domestic data. Restrictions apply. Ink cards issued by Chase Bank USA and subject to credit approval. Copyright 2010 JP Morgan.
For alternate entry options.
Here's a bone help.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
The Danish wine sensation, Svin Wine, has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svin Wine. Relying on European technology, Svin Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svin Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svin Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svin Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svin Wine online at SvinWine.com. That's www.SvinWine.com. Svin Wine. Think outside the bottle.
Hello, Tucson. This is Melissa D'Arabian from $10 Dinners on the Food Network, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my friend Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
And And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications alongside my handsome and ever so capable celebrity co-host, the tailgate titan himself, Mr. Kirk Jensen.
You gotta stop giving me those props,
dude.
I don't know.
We're having a blast.
That's really sweet.
And I know. It's, you know, 10 years together like that. I don't know. Not together, folks. Our wives.
No better place to kick off the 2010 football season than at my home, away from home, as a Skins fan. I'm wearing my Redskins t-shirt, although
it says Eastern Division Champions.
It says 1999 Eastern Division Champions. Wait, I think I need a new shirt. Maybe I'll get a new shirt this year. And we're going to ask the man who's probably going to be able to tell us whether or not the Redskins are going to be producing a winning team this year. We're talking to Nelson Miller, the owner of the Trident Grill. Nelson, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Man, so you're wearing a Vikings shirt, so no questions about where you see tonight's game ending.
No, actually, it's in a good friend of mine is here, Candy Store Steven. He's a giant Vikings fan. So Redskins obviously aren't playing, so I'll do what I got to do to support my friend.
Right, well,
no affiliation with the Vikings. I'm definitely pro
well,
Redskins.
If I were a betting man, Nelson Miller, I would guess what jersey you're going to be wearing this Sunday at about 5 o'clock p.m.
No jersey. Well, it's going to be Redskins, but no jersey. Probably a nice pullover or something very casual.
So let me ask you this. I mean, you know, we're tried and true Redskins fans. I'm taking a look across the crowd, and I see a lot of Skins fans, you know, who are coming in just for some great football and some great Skins camaraderie. But, you know, the Redskins have such an important role here at this bar. Do you ever see people coming in wearing Cowboys attire? And what do you do? What sort of crisis management strategy do you employ when that happens?
You know, I actually like it. And we will have some Cowboy fans in here Sunday without a doubt. And I dig it. It just gives it just brings that. It's a friendly, you know, banter goes back and forth. And unfortunately, the Redskins have fallen on the short side of the stick for at least a decade now. So it's about time they right the ship and but we get to go on Sunday night.
It's an exciting season this year. You know, we got a
Absolutely.
New coach. We got a new starting QB. I mean, I'm feeling awfully spirited this year.
And
about
a new general manager, which I think means more than the other two things
combined. Yeah, exactly. So. Right, anyway, as we mentioned, we're here at the Trident Grill on Speedway, just east of Campbell on the north side of the street. And Nelson Miller himself has dialed up this great special for all of our fans. If you can get here by 8 o'clock tonight, you're going to take advantage of this great burger and beer special, a half-pound burger, these award-winning creative burgers that you're not going to find anywhere else, and a pint of one of their probably 23, 24 ice-cold beers on tap, the entire package for only $7.95. Nelson Miller, you're providing a significant public service to this community.
And nobody told me about this deal. What the heck is that about?
Jeez. $7.95!
I need to get my manager over here or something.
Well, you know, you're going to blame it on Uncle Don.
Uncle Don.
But anyway,
yeah.
We're going to talk a lot about the Trident, about your menu, and about what makes this place such a classic, iconic place. But, we want to know, since you have such this great story, Nelson Miller, you know, a former Navy SEAL, and I guess there's no such thing as a former Navy SEAL. I mean, have I already screwed up? I mean, you're a SEAL, tried and true. Yeah,
I hear things like that a lot. People introduce me as a former or retired, and I really don't take it as seriously as some may.
Right,
so I spent 20 years in the Navy. The majority of that was as a SEAL.
Wow.
And it was a good career. So decided to move here when I retired in 05, and here we be.
And how did your experience as a Navy SEAL, Nelson, contribute to your thinking about opening up a restaurant, a bar and grill in Tucson, Arizona?
Well, being a SEAL, we travel a lot. Yeah. And I like to have a drink every now and then. So I've spent,
I'm enjoying one right now.
That's right.
In many cities and towns throughout the country and the world, I've sat in bars. And I'm like, you know, every SEAL wants to own a bar when he retires. Because most of us are stupid. They don't really understand what it means to own a bar restaurant. But, so now friends of mine that are active duty come in here and they're like, yeah, you're so lucky, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, give me 20 minutes and I'll talk you out of any of your dumb thoughts.
All right.
But it just worked out. I started jumping here in 95. I fell in love with Tucson and with a couple of partners looked to buy a bar back in 01.
Okay.
That fell through. We opened this place 04. No more partners, just me.
Right on.
Retired in 05, and here we be.
Right on.
Perfect.
So you sort of mined the landscape of locations. What was it about this great sort of Speedway and Campbell intersection that was so intriguing to you?
It was available.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. Call a spade a spade.
Yeah. In most restaurants, it's location.
Yeah,
I must say this is a great location.
Right.
Don't get me wrong.
Let's be honest. I mean, and Kirk, you know, he's been around town for a long time. He can tell you about you know, this particular space.
I've got stories
classic
about this place from
J.J. Nichols.
J.J. Nichols prior and Big A and everything else. Oh, yeah.
Right.
dating back to 85. I remember this place well.
Right. And so, you know, a lot of people think, okay, you know, Speedway and Campbell, the proximity to the U of A, you know, this is just sort of your typical college bar. Will you help sort of debunk that myth that this is a typical college bar?
Well, look around. I mean, you come in here any day at happy hour, and it's people my age.
Right.
And, you know, it's businessmen and women, and it's almost Cheers-like, where I'll know about 80% of the customers, and it's fantastic.
Exactly. And kids, and, you know, people are coming in with their families.
Absolutely. Now, late night, it may change a little bit. Friday night's late night with the karaoke. We got a bunch of kids in here, you know, butchering songs.
Sure.
And, that's to be expected. So.
Yeah, exactly. The college is right across the street. But,
But, you know, you look around the room right now, like I said, and it's fantastic. I mean, there's an eclectic group here. There's an array of different people.
We've got everybody from surgeons that you mentioned to the SWAT teams here right now having something to eat.
I thought I recognized those guys last time I was at Kirk's house.
Well, thanks, man. Appreciate that one.
But anyway, it's a great sort of cross-section of the community right here right here in Tucson.
And have you met my magician walking around doing tricks?
Yeah, I saw him.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's right here. He's taking care of his little kids.
He's amazing. Every Thursday we have a little magic thing going on.
So it's like a new adventure every time you walk in the front door of the Trident Grill.
It certainly is for me.
So, you know, you've got this great burger and beer special. And, you know, surprise, surprise, the joke's on you. $7.95 for something that should be $14.95. But anyway, let's talk a little bit about the menu because – you know, you talk about this not being a typical college bar. We want to sort of debunk the myth. And there he is, Mr. Scott Letier, just walked in of Letier Films. Am I allowed to do that? Letier Films, one of the foremost video production companies in the western United States, just walked in. He knows where he likes to get a burger and a beer, and it's right here at the Trident. But anyway, we've talked about debunking the myth that this is not sort of your typical college bar. But when you think about all the great TVs and the Redskins, as we talked about, this really isn't your typical sports bar when it comes to the menu, because you're doing some things that you don't find on any other menu in that typical sports bar. Talk a little bit about your menu.
We brought some stuff. I grew up in Maryland and spent the vast majority of my career in Virginia Beach, and I got a big thing for the Chesapeake Bay and blue crab. So we bring in blue crab meat for our crab cakes and things like that. I've always liked peel and eat shrimp, you know, getting dirty while you eat. It's always been kind of one of my things.
Right on.
So, and we got great, great clam chowder. I don't know if you've tried that or not yet, but so we brought some of that kind of stuff back, and it's, you know, obviously I'm the owner, so I'm going to tell you it's good, but give it a shot. I think you'll like it.
No. Trust me. I eat here weekly, and I love this place. I mean, folks, if you're looking to shy away from a burger or something, their salads are fantastic, too. I know guys that come here just for the Cobb salads, mixes. I always get the, the buffalo chicken salad?
I just had it half an hour ago.
I love that salad because you don't do a breaded buffalo chicken.
Right.
You do a chicken breast that's in the sauce.
Correct.
On top of a bed of lettuce and cheese and everything. It's fantastic. It's a nice
bad
bowl.
Yeah.
It's a very good bowl. I love that.
Yep. Now, speaking of buffalo wings, you know, I'm a wing aficionado. Mm-hmm. And you and I have not formally met before, but I have traveled the world. I have I spent 2 weeks in Buffalo, New York this summer on a pilgrimage to find the best chicken wing. We actually interviewed on this show the winner of the Food Channel's Food Wars competition, the Duff's Chicken Wings. People have talked about Nelson Miller's wings for as long as I've been hearing about the Trident, and I've got to ask you, can you disclose what makes those wings so exceptional?
Wow, I'm glad to hear that people are liking them. We fly in the sauce, and I think you're familiar with the place in Virginia Beach called Lendy's.
Lendy's from Va Beach,
It's a big wing place there that a bunch of the SEALs hang out and other military guys, and a good friend of mine owns it, so I keep shipping in the sauce. So I'm carrying on the little Lendy's tradition out here.
Wow, so he just disclosed right here, this is breaking news on the menu line.
Lendy's it is.
The secret of the wings of the Trident is the Lendy's sauce from Virginia Beach.
So
You've
got the mild wings, you got the hot wings, you got the suicide wings, and then you've got something called Below Hell.
You have tried them?
I haven't tried them.
I can get some sent over now if you like.
Do I have to sign some sort of medical waiver form?
I like things hot, and they're definitely hot, but they're not that stupid hot.
Okay,
we
might have to try those. And again, I look at my friend Scott Letier, who was born and raised in sort of suburban Buffalo, I believe in East Aurora, New York. Scott knows his way around a chicken wing, so we might just have to put that to the test and try some wings before we
sent over here.
That's great. So we talked about the salads. We talked about these great burgers. We talked about this wide range.
Fish fry.
We do a nice piece of cod, too.
You can't pass up the cod. Let me tell you, and I hate to say it, guys, but, you know, Happy Hour here is fantastic. They get a $5 menu for Happy Hour. They're pickles. They're fried pickles. I don't know if folks like fried pickles, but I like a fried pickle. I hate to say it. And this is a great fried pickle. They have a great batter on it and everything else along those
lines. Nice light batter, yep. Fried pickles, quite a few people were yelling about them. I had also never tried them. So we did a couple, ran a couple sample runs back there, and I'm like, you know, this isn't too bad.
So I'm so glad that I pointed that out. You know, nobody else has it.
2 months ago where we cut our menu way back. It used to have a lot of entrees and stuff like that. So we simplified things mainly for the summer. I like to get back into some entrees going into, you know, now the school's in session, starting to cool down outside. So we'll see. I'm open-minded for a lot of things, but kind of leave it in Uncle Don's hands, and he kind of steers me in the right direction.
Uncle Don, well, you know, as long as he's not giving away your food, apparently he is tonight. Nelson Miller.
I got to keep an eye on him.
You can keep an eye on him. Yeah. So anyway, as you know, we talk about this place as a setting, you know, these wonderful wood floors. You know, the bar is within view from virtually every seat. You know, we've got a passionate Vikings fan.
Oh, touchdown.
Apparently there's a, I guess we might have some Saints fans in the room.
Oh, there's a flag.
There happens to be a flag. But anyway, this place has really turned into quite the party. But anyway, you take a look around, and there's sort of these old-time advertisements from old sort of beer and wine products on the wall. But there's this one special place, Nelson, that you've sort of carved out to honor the service and the sacrifice that some of your close friends paid in service to their country. Talk a little bit about this space that sort of sits in the corner of the bar.
Oh, you pretty much hit it. You know, I don't know how many are up there right now, 9, something like that. I'd have to go count it, but they're friends of mine. Some of them were very close friends or people that served with me or in the same community as me that have passed away. Most are in combat. Some others, I currently run the drop zone that's out at Pinal Air Park. We won't go off into a tangent there, but it's done by Special Operations Command, and that's how I found Tucson, by jumping here. So we had a couple fatalities last year. They're on the wall. So it's not all combat-related, but it's all people that I knew or worked with or from the same command or in the same, you know, brotherhood type of thing. So, now we keep the pictures up there.
It's a beautiful testament to the service, and God bless you, Nelson, and all that you've created around here to honor the sacrifice that these men have made in service to their country, especially as we, as Kirk reminded me, are approaching September 11th, where we sort of, you know, honor the fallen. So, you know, people are taking pictures of us as we speak. I mean, this is a multimedia experience.
It has nothing to do with me, of course. I'm just sitting here because, you know, hey, I'm half the fun.
That's exactly right.
You're not wearing a Vikings jersey. That's not good.
Yeah. Don't post that, please.
Yeah. That's right.
Redskin fans would not be happy.
So talk a little bit about your hours of operation and how people can learn more about you. You got this great website. How can people find out more about the Trident Grill?
TridentGrill.com. If there's a contact us button on there, it goes right to me. So if you have any questions directly to me, you know, feel free. I do get quite a few. The website, you know, we keep up on it, but we're probably not putting as much effort into it as we should, but it's not bad.
It's a great site.
It's okay. So, I mean, hours of operation are typical, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. every day. We're opening up 8 o'clock every Sunday now for NFL football.
Oh,
so
nice.
We're going to be running a
breakfast special?
Yeah, $6 breakfast special.
Oh, nice. Beautiful.
Yeah. So, and it's actually pretty good.
Like eggs and bacon and
omelets for $6. Yeah,
can't
beat
that.
Good deal.
Can you put Old Bay on the omelet?
We can put Old Bay on anything.
Atta, baby.
Yeah,
I love it.
We like Old Bay.
I love it. This is absolutely
so, and I try not to close. You know, we've gone through that thing, you know, should you be open the day after Thanksgiving and this day and that day, and generally the staff tends to want to not be open. So I'm kind of on the opposite side of that. You know, 4th of July, we were open. Yeah. It wasn't the best idea in the world, but it was worth it. You know, I don't want people to show up and pull in the door and not open
up. Let's just say July 4th is my birthday, so you know, perhaps
really?
I know where I'm celebrating.
That's cool.
This coming July 4th.
Yeah, we will be open. Yeah, I guarantee it. So.
He's guaranteed the July 4th.
So Navy SEAL, so something tells me, Nelson Miller, that you could probably kill me. Like right now.
We're not going
like to within
just look at it.
Like, I mean, you don't even have to touch me, to kill me. I mean, I sort of shake in your presence. You know, what you do and what you did was a great testament and to your service to your country, but I'm a little frightened.
It was a good career, and, if you can finish 20 years at anything and look back and have very few, if any, regrets, I think you've accomplished something.
Amen,
brother. I'm definitely in that boat.
So. Absolutely.
It's a great
beautiful.
Stepping stone right
it was
there.
Good. Yeah.
Well, anyway, the time has come, as it does each and every week, for the trivia question. This is a chance for our listeners across Southern Arizona to get their dialing fingers on and get ready to take their guess at this week's trivia question. And Nelson Miller himself, along with Uncle Don, is giving away a $25 gift card to the Trident. Yes, you can come here and experience this place for yourself, what we've been talking about all this entire hour, if you think you have what it takes to win the trivia question. And I think this is a good question this week.
Kirk, I think it's a great question. I don't know the answer, but I want to answer it so I get the $25 gift card.
I'm ruling you ineligible, sir.
That's unfair. You wouldn't even tell me the answer to the question because, I probably know it being an Army brat.
You perhaps might know it, but anyway, we're going to let Nelson Miller himself read off this week's trivia question.
Oh, really? Okay. The question is pretty simple. Navy SEAL. SEAL itself is an acronym. It stands for something. So what does it stand for?
What does SEAL?
S-E-A-L.
S-E-A-L, mm-hmm. Navy SEAL. What does the word SEAL, the acronym SEAL, stand for?
That's correct.
If you think you know the answer to that question, give us a call right now at 529-3508. Again, that's 529-3508 for a chance to win a gift card to Trident Grill. Good luck. We'll be right back.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation Spin Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Spin Wine. Relying on European technology, Spin Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Spin Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Spin Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Spin Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Spin Wine online at spinwine.com. That's www.spinwine.com. Spin Wine. Think outside the bottle.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications. I have to take a little bit of pause right now because during the commercial break, I actually tried one of Nelson Miller's Below Hell chicken wings, and I have descended to the depths, my friend. Let me just say, in all honesty, you know, this is you hit it right on the head, Nelson. This is a great chicken wing. It's a spicy chicken wing, yeah. But it's not something that you got to call 911 over.
No.
So you've done it right, my friend. I appreciate that. I could have a couple more of those.
I'm eating right now, and there's an afterkick, though, which is kind of nice.
The afterkick will sneak up on you, but and then some people come in, they're used to them, and they want us to bump it up a little bit, and we will.
Oh, this bump it up more?
Yeah.
This is a really, really good wing. Yep. Anyway, so, again, the trivia question is, what does SEAL stand for? Nelson Miller, 20, you're Navy SEAL. What does the acronym SEAL stand for? We've got a caller on the line, but we do want to let you know that we've got a couple of lines open at 529-3508 for a chance to win a $25 gift card at the Trident Grill on Speedway, just east of Campbell on the north side of the street. So let's keep the party going. We're going to go to line one, and we're going to talk to Mike. Hey, Mike, welcome to On the Menu Live. Hello, Mike, are you with us?
Mike, are you there?
We lost Mike. All right, so Mike, if you're listening now, if you're on a cell, shame on you. You know the rules. You got to call from a landline. Yeah, if you're on a cell, it's got to be from a reliable, trustworthy
source.
Location and a reliable source indeed. Anyway, again, the number to call is 529-3508. If you think you know the answer to the question, what does the word SEAL stand for? The acronym SEAL stand for. Again, we're talking to Nelson Miller, the owner of the Trident Grill, who has served his country honorably as a Navy SEAL for 20 years. And anyway, we've got a young lady on the phone on line number two who thinks she might know the answer to the question. Lauren, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hey.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm fantastic.
Well, you know, I hear the sound of confidence in Lauren's voice right here and now. I didn't know she's being screamed at by, like, an unruly child. But anyway, I'm around a whole lot of unruly children here at the Trident as the friction between the Saints and the Vikings is really getting to heated levels. But anyway, Lauren, enough about that. You think you know the answer to the question, what does the word SEAL stand for? Take it away.
Sea, air, and land.
So I've got to look at the master judge himself, and he's going to let us know how close you are.
Lauren, I think you're in there, my dear.
You got it, girl.
Yeah.
Congratulations. So, Lauren, let me ask you this question. Have you ever been to the Trident Grill before?
I go there every day of my life.
So, Nelson. Yeah, the rolling of the eyes and the grin on your face suggests that you might know this young lady.
I think it could be my cousin Lauren. That's right. Yeah, so nice work, Lauren. Now, thanks for that.
Now, let me ask you this. Is Lauren actually calling from the premises as we speak?
I don't think so, but okay. She was supposed to be on her way up here. I knew that.
Anyway, I'm at Tiffany and Angel's house. We're headed there right now, actually.
Okay, yeah. So, Lauren, you know, it's my privilege to tell you that you're going to try the Trident Grill for the first time.
My privilege to tell her she's ineligible to win. So that worked out really well.
But anyway, perhaps, Lauren, what you might want to do, since apparently, according to Uncle Don, $25 is going to buy you a ton of food and drinks here at the Trident.
Yeah.
You might want to bring somebody who's never experienced the restaurant before so they can tell all their friends about what kind of experience they had.
That's a good idea.
Most
so, Lauren,
definitely.
I'll make that deal with you. I'm going to give you this gift certificate, despite the fact that you have, a sleeping bag here at the place, and you spend most of your waking hours here.
Yeah, but you know what? She's a listener.
Her father is Uncle Don, by the way.
Oh,
putting the family tree together there.
It all comes together now.
Uncle Don's daughter, my cousin Lauren, who actually does work here and is currently living at my house. So she had a pretty big in on this trivia question.
Here whatsoever.
Right, so we're going to have to, I think, rewrite the bylaws, the eligibility bylaws for who is. But anyway, so Lauren, we're going to make a deal. I'm going to get you this gift card, and I don't want you to hang up. I want you to stay on the line because Mark back at the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to send this great gift card to you in the mail. But I want you to promise me two things. Number one, Lauren, are you listening?
Yes.
Okay, number one, you need to bring somebody to the Trident that has never been here before. That's
okay.
Number one. Number two, you need to go onto Facebook and become a fan of On the Menu Live. That's facebook.com/onthemenulive. We check that regularly, so we're going to know if you do that. And number three, I want you to come back and on Facebook. Yeah, I said two, but I came up with another one. I want you to put on Facebook, have your friend post on Facebook their experiences of their first time
here
at the Trident.
Yep.
I think you lost her at one. Just throwing that out there.
We'll write it down. I think we lost you at
Uncle Don's daughter. But anyway, all we have to say is, Lauren, thank you for listening. Thank you for guessing this question. And I guess we'll be seeing you soon here at the Trident.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
I love you,
stick on the line.
See you soon, cuz.
So anyway, we got just another minute remaining. Nelson, why don't you hit us one more time with your exact address, your hours of operation, and your website.
2033 East Speedway, right next to Buffalo Exchange. It's a good way to recognize us.
Yep.
It's actually kind of hard to see. You guys talked location earlier.
It's on the north side of the street.
Yeah, it's in a good location, but you almost have to be looking for it. But we've been here for 9 years now. TridentGrill.com is a website. You can contact me there. I'm here almost every late afternoon, early evening if they want to come in. And
and ask me anything personally, and we'll go from there.
Nelson Miller, thank you so much for hosting such a great party here at the Trident. Thanks to my good friend Kirk Jensen his co-hosting capabilities here. To Yvonne Fouché at Catavinos, always a pleasure having her on the show. And just a reminder, this entire show is going to rerun this Saturday at noon right here on AM 1330. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.
Local talk at its best.
What are you talking about?
Local talk at its best.
What are you talking about?
Tucson's Jolt. KJLL, South Tucson.